So I find myself actually running through the rain to a convent. How very Sound of Music. And that really is the point, isn't it? Whenever we think of nuns and convents, we tend to think of films. That's how our opinions, our ideas have been formed. But what is it really like behind the walls of the convent? Well, let's find out. I'm here at St. Martha's Convent in Rottingdean, and I'm here to meet Sister Cecile. Hello, I'm Alison Ferns from BBC Alison, Sussex and BBC Surrey. Lovely to meet you. Alison. Are you Sister Cecile?
I'm Sister Cecile.
Lovely
nice
to meet you.
Yes.
You.
Want to come along?
Yes, so this is the convent.
This is the convent. You're in a convent.
I know, I didn't really quite know what to expect. The sign above the door reads, "Peace to all who enter here."
Yes.
And I suppose that's the thing that first strikes me, really, that the stillness,
it
the
has
quiet.
A nice feel to it, this house, hasn't it? Yes. Do you want to come and sit down, or do you
yes,
want to look
please.
Around?
Yes, please. Oh, if we could do a tour, that would be great.
A
if
tour.
That's okay, thank you.
What do you want to see? Well, have a look at the garden, maybe.
Yeah, let's do yes. that. How long have you been here?
I've been here 10 years.
Okay.
And the house itself was built in 1924. The sisters were thrown out of France in 1903, and they came to the village here. There was one Catholic family only in the village, and they lived in a house which is now the Thai restaurant down by the sea.
I know where you mean.
Yes, and they came over here and built this house in 1924.
Gosh, beautiful gardens. Yes.
Well, the whole of this was part of the Downs, and it belonged to Rudyard Kipling. It was called the Butt End.
A nice place to kind of sit and contemplate
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. Do you want to have a look at the chapel?
Yeah, please, yeah. If we may. How many nuns live here?
There's just three of us here at the moment.
Just three?
Three of us, yeah.
Hello, lovely to meet you. I'm Alison.
Sister Pauline.
Sister Pauline, pleased to meet you. Thank you for letting me into the convent.
Why not? It's a special prayer now.
Oh, thank you.
Well, this is the chapel. And this was built after the house. The house was built in 1924, and this would have been built in 1926. And it's got a lovely, peaceful feel to it, because lots of people have actually prayed here. If you sort of think for a minute, it's lovely and peaceful.
Would it be okay if I said a little prayer while I'm
here?
It'd
be lovely if you said a little
Thank
prayer.
Thank you. How often would you come to the chapel and pray, Cecile?
We have an hour. We have an hour of private prayer. Each one, they do it whenever they wish to do it in the chapel or in your bedroom if you want to be alone. And we have mass every day, twice a week in the chapel, and the rest of the time over in the Catholic Church, Our Lady of Lourdes, which you know probably.
Yes.
Then we have morning prayer, Lords, from the office in the morning at 8:15. And in the evening, we've just finished saying our evening prayer.
It is a beautiful chapel, isn't it? These gorgeous stained glass windows in front of us.
Beautiful. The stations of the cross are quite interesting, because Napoleon III came over from France with Eugenie, and they went to Farnham, and she built the monastery there, and she had her own private chapel, and she had those stations of the cross in the chapel. And when she died, the Stations of the Cross, which are rather beautiful, they're French, were given to a convent in Farnham. And because the convent was much bigger, they were too small, they gave them to a priest who came here, was the parish priest here, and he gave them to the nuns.
Ah, so they are very
unique
looking, aren't
they? Yes. I like the statue as well. The statue, that one of Our Lady, the baby is touching her face, and a past pupil came, when somebody who came to school here, when we had a school here, came in and said, "We used to call that Our Lady of the Tear, because she's wiping away a tear."
Oh, that's what
Isn't
it looks
that beautiful?
Like.
Yes. Mm. They're French, of course, French statues.
Do other people come in and use the chapel?
Yes. On a Monday and a Thursday, the people from the parish come here for Mass, and we have them all in for coffee afterwards. And then the guests that we have in the house come here quite frequently. And I have a group that I call the Friends of St. Martha who come here, and we have prayer here.
Because I think sometimes people mistakenly believe that convents are places that others are not allowed to enter.
Well, I suppose it was a bit like that, especially before Vatican II, which was in 1963. And after that, if you like, the Catholic Church, which up to that was a sort of fortress, opened up to the world, and felt, well, lots of people are good out there as well as us, you know. And nuns came out into the world and did active work and let people see what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
this place as a guest house. Originally, it was a school, and the school was given to the diocese in around 1968, I think. And it's a very good school, beautiful school now. And every Friday, some of the girls, children, come in here with the headmaster, and he asks me to do a decade of the rosary with them. And I do different things. I take them around the garden or go into the chapel.
But they're fascinated, aren't they?
They are. They love it, yeah, because people don't know what nuns are anymore.
No.
So it's nice to be able to, yeah, they're quite friendly. They come in and we have a good bit of fun. Yeah. Because I was a teacher before I was down here. So I love children. I was with bigger girls, but I love the little ones as well.
Oh, yeah, no,
quite enjoy being with them, you know.
So you have people come and stay here, what, on a holiday, retreat?
They come for holidays. They come for quietness. They come for retreats. To relax. We've had quite a few nuns, quite a few priests, but we get lots of different people, and not always Catholic people who have no religion at all. You know, they come and they find the peace here. You know,
yeah. See, that I think people will find quite unusual. They won't be expecting that. They would assume that you would only want Catholics in the convent.
Yeah, they ask that. There are two things they ask sometimes. Do you have men?
Do you?
Yes. All the rooms are en suite, so no problems. And do you have people who are Catholic? Of course we do. Everybody is important, you know, it doesn't really matter. You don't have to be Catholic to be in here, you know.
No. And how do people react if they don't have a faith and they come to stay at the convent? How do they react to that? Are they quite open to it?
They are open, and they just tell me they don't believe in anything. It doesn't really matter, you know. We're as nice to them as to anybody else. Mm-hmm. And it's most people, I mean, everyone it has got something really good in them. And people who don't believe in anything, they're good as well, because faith is a gift.
Yeah, you would think that they might feel slightly intimidated. If you had no faith, you might feel quite intimidated coming into this setting.
Maybe some people would, and they probably wouldn't want to come. But the people who come are brave, I think. You know, brave in the sense. I think they have an idea of a sort of cloistering feeling, and people wandering around, and nuns in bad big habits, and that sort of thing, with long faces, you know, and rosary beads clinking.
I kind of expected it to be a little bit like that, but you're not like that at all, Sister Cecile.
No. We're human.
Yeah,
absolutely. Which is very important, I think, you know, because, and then you relate to other people who are human. That's what it's all about.